Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن تميم الداري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين والنصيحة. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and sisters who are listening to our talk on the receivers. Alhamdulillah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has chosen for us wonderful way of life, that is Al-Islam. We know very well Islam is not name of certain rituals or ibadat. Of course, every ibadah is very, very important, especially those ibadat which are farad. But Islam is a whole package in which there are so many things: aqaid, ibadat, akhlaq, muamalat, and every day, whatever we do, Islam has given us proper guidance and instruction how to do that and how to live our life. And that is very easy and very simple. Islam is not difficult to practice. Allah has said, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not command something which is very difficult for person to practice. I've quoted one ayah in hadith specially narrated by Tamim Dari radiyallahu anhu. Very powerful hadith, very important hadith. And if we try to understand this hadith and practice upon it, all our problems can be solved. We can say domestic problems, family problems, community problems, national problems, international problems, all 100% can be solved. And that is karam or mu'jiza of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Utitu jawami al-kalim. I was given some perfect words by Allah. Few words, one or two sentences, full of meaning, which can lead humanity to success in this world and in the hereafter. Hadith narrated by Tamim Dari radiyallahu anhu, who was Christian, accepted Islam in Sun 9 Hijri, 9 years after Hijrah. He was the first person to kindle lamp in the Masjid of Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. So it shows that for 9 years, Masjid was built first year when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina. Immediately after few months, Masjid was built. So for 9 years, there was no lamp in the Masjid. And people used to make their salah in darkness. But Masjid was full with Islamic activities. Masjid was place of salah. Masjid was Islamic court where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give decision regarding certain cases and practice for preaching Islam and invite the whole world to Islam. The planning was made in that masjid where there was no lamp. People were sitting in darkness. So our great ulama have said that today, aajkal hamari masjidein cheezon se bari hui hai aur amal se khali hai. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke zamane mein masjid amal se bari hui thi aur cheezon se khali thi. Even lamp, there was no lamp in the masjid. Tamim Dari radiyallahu anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was sitting among sahaba and he said, "Ad-deen an-nasiha." Deen is nasiha. Now what is nasiha? Nasiha we use in Urdu also, meaning nasihat, advice. Nasiha means sincerity. Nasiha means sincerity and well-wishing. Also nasiha, well-wishing. In this hadith, meaning of nasiha, which is only suitable, is sincerity. Because nasiha means advice. You can't give advice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nasiha means khair khahi, to wish well. You can't wish well about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, the most suitable translation is sincerity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that deen is sincerity. Now, there is very important lesson for us to ponder over or to think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say about any other ibadah that deen is salah. It is said, as-salatu imaduddin, pillar of deen, not deen. As-salatu imaduddin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that deen is zakah or deen is tasbih or tilawat. Of course, they are very great ibadah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deen is sincerity. So sahaba, they have done very great favor to us. Immediately they ask question. Qulna liman ya Rasulullah. O Prophet of Allah, we understood that deen is sincerity. To be sincere to whom? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lillahi. To be sincere to Allah. That is why I said that suitable meaning is sincere. We can't say advice to Allah or well-wishing to Allah. No. To be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wali rasulihi. To be sincere to his prophet. Wali aimmatil muslimin. To be sincere to Muslim leaders. Wali ammatihi. And to be sincere to general masses and Muslim public. Now we must be sincere if we are Muslim. If we want to have deen in our lives, then we must be sincere to all these four groups or people. When we say sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very simple, we all know, meaning believe in one Allah, Tawheed, and for Tawheed itself is very lengthy subject, and it needs very long time. I don't want to go into details. Tawheed, we must believe that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole world is controlled, created and controlled by Allah. And we should learn how to establish authority of Allah over ourselves. I have no power. I have no permission to do anything in my life except by the order of Allah. According to order of Allah. Of course we are human beings. We make mistakes, no problem. Make tawbah immediately. We don't want to go into details of tawbah. Your ulama are there and they must have explained. And they will explain also. Immediately tawbah. So to establish authority of Allah over ourselves, that is sincerity to Allah. And to have istihzar. Istihzar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Greatness of Allah. Always in our mind, wherever we are. Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Be conscious about your duty to Allah wherever you are. That is sincerity to Allah. There are so many other details. So inshallah, sometime you can hear that from your ulama. Secondly, to be sincere to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sincerity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to believe that he is true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every word which he has spoken is word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنُهُ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He did not speak by his own desire. Each and every word was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either it is Quran or Hadith or any Sunnah. And to love him, to respect him, and to obey him, to follow him. That is sincerity to Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opposite word of sincerity is hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولَ اللَّهِ. When munafiqeen, hypocrites, used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Prophet of Allah, verily, definitely, we give evidence that you are Prophet of Allah. إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. Allah said, Allah knows that definitely you are Prophet of Allah, but وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَشْوَىٰ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. But Allah gives evidence against them that they are liars. They believe in you on, their belief is on tongue only. In their hearts they don't believe. But we are Muslims. And we believe by tongue, by heart and by practice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Prophet of Allah and we follow him. So that is sincerity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, wali a'immati al-muslimin. This is very important nowadays for all of us everywhere in the world. And you must be sincere to Muslim leaders. A'imma is plural of imam. When we say imam, usually we understand that one who leads salah. Four rakats, two rakats, or three rakats. And he is our leader as long as he leads salah. After salam, we are the leaders. So he is no more leader. And that is our downfall, or we did not understand our deen. Actually, imam, of course, imam means leader, including Muslim ruler. Ruler is also imam. And imam is every person who is appointed by Muslim community to lead Muslim towards success in this world and in the hereafter. And of course, imam of masjid, they are also imam, they are ulama, they are learned people. Their responsibility is not to lead in salah, but all Islamic affairs for our Muslim community, they are leaders and they should lead us, and we should expect them to lead towards success regarding this world and in the hereafter. Nowadays, our downfall is that Muslim world, almost everywhere, I say always to my people that 100% Muslim world or Muslim community, 100% in the world, they do not follow their leaders, do not follow their imams. And you know the broad meaning of imams. And that is our downfall. Whenever we have any shura, mashwara, majlis, parliament, or whatever, say I'm not very happy to use political words, but any mashwara or any shura, whenever we have, if there are 50 people, 100 people, 200 people, more or less, 20 people, everyone expect that his opinion should be accepted. Now that is impossible. So it means we Muslims in the world, we don't understand concept of shura, mashwara, or meeting. Everyone thinks my opinion should be accepted, otherwise I will come out. I will have my own masjid. I will have my own, because my opinion was not accepted. I will have my own committee, because my opinion was not accepted. So that is our downfall. And we sometimes we don't use our common sense, that if there are only 20 members in our committee and they have 20 different opinions, so your imam, your leader, your chairman, your ruler cannot accept 20 opinions. That is impossible. We want to do one work. For example, we want to build masjid. So we can't build masjid according to 20 opinions, because it's one building. So we have to accept one opinion, and we have to reject 19 opinions. If there are 19 or 4, then we have to reject 3 opinions. So we did not think, I can say, our ordinary people, our educated people, our intellectuals, our ulama, our pious people, no one tries to understand that, look, whatever decision is given by imam or by ruler or by leader, we should accept it, unless it is openly haram, where we cannot compromise. So we should accept opinion or decision, collective decision, which is decided by the community, by our committee, by our community, or by our any other authority. And that is, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that you must be sincere to them. And sincerity to say by words that we are with you, and sincerely in your heart also support them. Our ulama have said, in light of this hadith, that when you give some opinion and for any good reason your opinion is not accepted, then a decision was given against your opinion, that after decision you change your opinion, you have no more that opinion, your opinion is not valid because community has decided something else, so your opinion is not valid. Change your opinion and follow the community, follow the leaders. So actually we misunderstood, or we did not understand concept of leadership, and that is why there is problem everywhere in the world, even in house, family, community, country, everywhere we have problem, because we don't understand, and everyone forces other people to accept his opinion. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you must be sincere to your leader, wali aimmatihim, the last one, wali ammatihim, and you must be sincere to every Muslim. Now what is sincerity? Again, sincerity is whatever is in the heart, same thing on tongue. That is sincerity. If tongue speaks something and in our heart is something else, that is not sincerity. So what is in the heart, same on tongue. What is on the tongue, same in practice. That is sincerity. So we must, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we must be sincerity to every Muslim, to your wife, or to your spouse, the husband, to your children, parents, relatives, other Muslims, non-Muslim, even non-Muslim, and everyone. To be sincere, we should not deceive anyone, We should not backbite anyone. We should not cheat anyone. We should not harm anyone. That is sincerity. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Muslim is the one who protects other Muslims from his hand and his tongue. All are under protection. He must not harm any Muslim by his hand or by his tongue. And remember, believe me, that is very easy. Nowadays, our society is totally changed. And because of that, it is very difficult for us to practice. Otherwise, if we become sincere to our Muslim brothers, you can enjoy your life. I quote one hadith, very important hadith, from Tirmidhi. An Anas radiyallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya bunay, in qadarta an tusmiha aw tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al. Anas radiyallahu anhu was very great sahabi. He was like son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was 7 years old, his mother brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought him, said, this is my son, O Prophet of Allah, keep him, he will serve you. He served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, day and night. And he said that I served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. And he did not say any wrong word to me. Anything which I've done, he did not say, why did you do? Anything which I've not done, he did not say, why did you not do? And he was praising good characters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, oh my dear son, when you wake up in the morning, check your heart, see your heart. If it is possible for you that your heart is clean, you don't have any ill feeling, any enmity against anyone, then do it. See, in the morning, check your heart. You should not have any ill feeling, enmity against anyone. And same way in the evening. When you sleep, before you sleep, check your heart. See, you should not have any ill feeling, enmity against anyone. Before we go further to this hadith, let's ponder over that. If you don't have any ill feeling, you will wake up peacefully whole day, you will do your work, no tension, and you will sleep peacefully. If you have enmity, whole day you will be restless. Oh, he said this about me, I will do this and I will do this, will harm him and I will go to other person and so many other things. I will go to the authority and say something against him, and whole day you will be in tension. Or if it is every day, then whole of your life will be in tension. But you say, I am Muslim, profit and loss, harm and benefit, health and ill health, success and failure in the hand of Allah. Allah wants to harm, he will harm. Or Allah wants to benefit, he will benefit someone, it's not my business. And somebody has done wrong to me, I will try my best to clarify my position. And if possible, or it is best or better to forgive him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Anas radiallahu anhu, that my dear son, I advise you, when you wake up in the morning, when you sleep at night, you don't have any ill feeling or any animosity or enmity against anyone, do it. Then further he said, very important. He said, Ya bunayya, hadha min sunnati. Oh my dear son, this is my way of life. Now we're talking about sunnat tariqah. This is sunnat tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't have any ill feeling, enmity against anyone. If you want to check your, what you call, meter, or you like your blood pressure, or so many things we check. So if you want to check your enmity or sunnat tariqah in your life, check this. If you have enmity against anyone, no sunnah tariqah in your life. no matter what you do or what amal you do. If you don't have any enmity, yes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya bunayya, hadha min sunnati, this is my way of life. Further, wa man ahabba sunnati, faqad ahabbani. Whoever loves my sunnah, my way of life, he has loved me. So you have love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are getting certificate, number one certificate, that way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in your life. Number two certificate, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in your life. Further, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever loves my sunnah, my way of life, he will be with me in Jannah. You got further certificate that you will be in Jannah. Not only in Jannah, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else do you want? What is amal? He did not say that remain in masjid all day and we can say in our language, purr, or read, or make tasbih. He didn't say that. He said nothing, only take out enmity. And try to be helpful to everyone. Remember Islam is derived from salam. Salam, salamati, in Urdu, Gujarati we say, salamati, security, and peace. So, we want to live peacefully, and we want other people to live peacefully. Either they are Muslim or non-Muslim. Any race, any community, any religion, any type of person. We want to live in peace, and we want other people to live in peace. Al-Muslimu la yakhda'u wala yukhda'u. Muslim cannot deceive and cannot be deceived. He cannot deceive because he's got iman, light of iman in his heart. Cannot be deceived because he got again light and he can see that this man is deceiving me. Ittaqu firasat al-mumin fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. Beware of intelligence of your Muslim brother, because Muslim whose iman is perfect, everything he sees through the light and nur provided by Allah. If your heart is clear, Allah will guide you to right thing. Allah will put in your mind what is right and what is wrong. So you will see every work of yours, even your business, whatever you do, you will see through the lights provided to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your heart is clear. So, actually we should not, as I've said, a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu la yakhda'u wa la yukhda'u. He cannot deceive other people, he cannot be deceived, because Allah informs him that this man is deceiving you. Again, Al-mu'minu la yuldagu min juhrin wahidin marratain. Believing person cannot be bitten from one hole twice. He's very alert, very careful. When somebody deceives him one time, he may be deceived, but second time, no. So, that is our life. I repeat hadith again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deenu an-nasiha. Deen is sincerity. Sahaba said, Qulna liman ya Rasulullah. Sincere to be whom, O Prophet of Allah? He said, Lillahi wa li rasulihi wa li a'immatil muslimin wa ammatin. You must be sincere to Allah, sincere to Nabi of Allah, sincere to Muslim leaders, and sincere to every Muslim and generally Muslim public. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide myself, yourself, whole ummah, and entire humanity to the right path and to fulfill the rights of each other. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa l'aqmatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Allah guide us to the right path. Allah make easy for us to practice upon what we have heard and what we have said, and in future guide us to the right path in every aspect of our life. وصلى الله تعالى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة.